Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. This is one of eight meditations kindly given to me by Becca Williams. I interviewed Becca on episode number 228. It was titled Emotional and Trauma Recovery. We covered microdosing, emotional liberation, cannabis, breathwork, reincarnation, chakras, and a lot more. So be sure to check out the episode. You'll find all my episodes and other podcasts on bio.link/podcaster. And I'd also like to thank DanielPackard.com. He's helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate and he's only charging if he helps you. But he's also given a free 45-minute training to help people reduce anxiety just to show that this can work. So be sure to check him out, DanielPackard.com. So I hope you enjoy this meditation.
Hi, it's Becca from the mat, and I'm so glad that you are joining me today. I'm going to light a candle so that we can really embrace this session in a sacred environment. So I trust that you brought some emotional baggage that's been weighing you down, because you're going to be releasing a lot of old psychic stuff. Are you ready to burn away some anger today? We're going to do a practice to eliminate inner anger called controlled demolition. And here's how we're going to do it. I'll be practicing it with you while my voice, a voiceover, guides us through. And this is the best way that I know to offer guidance in introducing you to these powerful practices of emotional liberation. And that is to demonstrate while I guide us through it at the same time. And if you find a lot of relief from this and want more, join me over at my website, beccawilliams.org. And if you'd like to practice in a live venue with others, I invite you to join me for live online cannabis elevation ceremonies where, from the comfort of your own home, anywhere in the world, we come together to do these life-changing practices together, with or without cannabis, totally up to you. These industrial strength meditations are very powerful by themselves. But right now, I encourage you to set your intention to release emotional blocks so that you can reset yourself during this strong session. It can rock your world. So find a time and place where you can have some privacy and make some noise. I invite you to get situated and settled as I am here. And if you are adding cannabis plant medicine to your practice, I will have a video that will offer some guidance on that. Importantly, you need to be comfortable, wear loose clothes, and find a good sitting position, have some water and some tissue available, and have something to ride on for what might come up, because that's always good to have handy. And as for sitting, you can try a cushion like I have here, where your hips are higher than your legs. It takes the pressure off of your lower back. And if you need more height, you can sit in a chair. Just make sure it has a solid back that allows you to sit up straight with your feet planted on the floor. Okay? So let's get situated and settled. Sit comfortably and calm, sitting straight but relaxed. So now I'm going to switch it over to my voiceover, and that will guide us, and I'll do this practice with you. So here we go. This is a practice called controlled demolition to eliminate inner anger. And with movement and breath and sound, you're going to burn anger away so you can rebuild fresh and clean. So you want to participate to the utmost of your ability. Anger is actually our power, and we want to learn how to use it gracefully and well. So this practice is a use of power and a way to control anger of all different kinds, especially the kind that's directed at yourself. When it's directed at yourself, we call that inner anger, where you get mad at yourself, and it includes forms of self-destruction and self-sabotage. So this practice helps you get it out in a very safe and proactive way so that you can use your power to your benefit and your own protection, not your destruction. This is a controlled demolition of your inner anger.
So get situated and settled and take a couple of deep breaths. Do it now. You're creating a balance of awareness and strength, stability and sensitivity. So here's how it goes. You're going to be sitting straight with your lower back pushed in a little bit forward, and your chest is up and out like you were standing at attention. Make fists of both hands. The thumbs are on the outside. And to begin, your forearms are parallel to the ground at the elbow level. And your elbows are by your side. And you're going to move the left fist toward the center of your chest, the sternum, and the heart center. And at the same time, you're moving the right fist toward the center of the chest, but just under the left fist, so your fists don't hit, okay? So try that now. Left above right near the center of the chest, right underneath it, and you pivot out from the elbow to come back out. It comes toward you with a great force. So you're going to move like you're really going to try to hit yourself hard, but you stop right before the hit. And along with that, you're going to create a powerful sound. This is a short mantra that uses the tongue and the navel point. And with each hard-hitting motion, we're going to be chanting the sound HUD loudly and with force from the navel. So it sounds like this, HUD, HUD, HUD. And if you chant that powerfully on the exhale, it's going to make the navel jump and the diaphragm jump in and up. And the tongue, this is important, it's striking the roof of the mouth and it's stimulating a reflex point right behind the teeth at the edge of the gum. So feel that. In fact, put your fingers on your belly for a minute and feel them jump. Hud, hud, hud. And you're going to tie all this together so that both fists are coming dramatically and intensely toward the chest as you chant HUD, but they abruptly stop before hitting anything, right? HUD is the sound of the heart. And in the Eastern discipline from which this comes, it said it has the power to clear all blocks. HUD, HUD, HUD. Okay, so your eyes are going to be closed the entire time. And we're going to be doing this for 6.5 strong minutes, okay? So let's begin now. We'll get started together. So take a deep breath in and hit with force, but stop right before you hit the chest. HUD, 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 HUD. So the tongue is striking the roof of the mouth and the navel jumps back. Pay attention to that. And you're using the force of the hands and you'll feel strong in the navel. The navel, your abs will have to be tight. HUD, HUD, HUD. Now go with the rhythm and strength for this period of just 6.5 minutes. We're doing this together. Feel the intensity of it all. The hands, the navel, the tongue, the sound, that powerful mantra. And go with strength now and go ahead. Go ahead and feel your anger. Let your anger rise up, okay? You fight most of the time to keep it down right now. I'm inviting you to bring it up. Go with it. The tongue is striking the roof of the mouth, stimulating that reflex point right behind the teeth at the edge of the gum. Feel that. Focus on that. This short mantra causes a vibratory frequency that provides power to break down the barriers of the past, and it expands the reserve energy of the navel point. Pump the navel. Pump it. Do this with great intensity, calling up all the anger and power you have. Feel every block and self-directed attack. Let the strong pull at your navel guard you. Match the blow and repel it with the power of your sound and solar plexus. Compress and release. Compress and release. Get hot. Imagine fire, bombs, volcanoes destroying every wrong thing. This is a peace generating practice, even though it looks intense. Be intense. Be strong and make the sound powerful and the movement intense. I'm going to fall silent so you can focus intently. Keep going. You're doing great. About halfway done. Two more minutes.
Hut, 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 hut. hud, 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 hud,
30 seconds.
Hud, hud,
get into it.
Hud, hud,
release all that anger. Okay, now inhale deeply through the nose and hold that breath and squeeze the fists right in front of your chest. Stop the movement. The arms, the hands, the face, everything, your entire body like iron. Tighten it like iron. Spine like an iron rod. Make the body very stiff. Now, like an explosion, exhale through the mouth. Repeat the inhale, deep inhale, squeeze your whole upper body, squeeze your face, neck, shoulders, everything that you can find. Make it tight, a feeling of strength. Okay, let it go. Blow it out through the mouth. One more time. Inhale, deep inhale, hold. Squeeze your tightest now with all your power. Consolidate it, entire body like iron. Hold, hold. Blow it out powerfully, powerfully blow it out. Now, place both palms over the center of your chest, left and then right. And continue to keep your eyes closed. Now, talk to that feeling of anger or power. Ask questions to get to the bottom of what's bugging you or what has hurt you. Ask intuitively, not through the mind, not through the head, but into your heart. Ask. Ask that anger, why are you here? What do you want? Keep at it. Keep asking. What's there? Is it anger or is it power? And is that power peaceful? Remain with the feelings. But not the thoughts, bypass the mind. Ask that deep inner knowing, ask your intuition, what will make all of this right again? How must I live in my power? What actions will honor me? Feel a new balance of power arise that can serve and protect your precious self. In the calm after the storm, ask what the anger is trying to do. What does it want to accomplish? It's only here so that it can send you a message. And if you listen to that message, it will give you the solution so you no longer have to live in this space of torment. So ask what the anger is trying to do, what it wants to accomplish, and what would cool it off. Is the original issue over? If so, then the anger isn't needed now. Or is there business to take care of to make things right? All the answers are there. Learn what you can and follow through with whatever you hear. That's what's needed. It's wanting you to listen. Let yourself feel very protected, very safe and peaceful. Let all thoughts go. Now, if anything came up during that meditation that you want to address and find out about, find out why you've been so angry, just ask, what's been bugging you? What's wrong? Keep asking. And with a mixture of strength and compassion at your heart, strength at the belly, which is your power center, and strong compassion at the heart, find out, ask, and see and feel. Feel what has hurt you. And what's needed now to protect you? Let your heart speak to you. Just listen and learn to trust and obey this deep knowing. What will take you deeper into peace? Away from warfare, away from conflict. Not that anger is bad, just that it's not needed all the time. Release it as a habit. Ask for peace. Give peace. Make peace. Strength, honor, nobility. Let these shine through. Now, gently continue to let yourself move into a feeling of safety where you feel protected. You'll know you're done when you find your core issue, and then you will feel a great shift. And that safety is going to allow you peace. Let all thoughts go. Be empty. And in that safety, there's nothing you have to do. Go into a state of no thought. Nothing to do. Nothing to get or protect. A state of nothingness. Imagine and feel this non-existence. Now just continue to sit, feel your strength and beyond. Relax. Feeling no need for that strength because you are so safe. Sit and enjoy this for as long as you wish. When you're done, come out and record your gains. Write these things down so you remember this knowledge of what you learned about yourself. This is the experience of emotional liberation, learning to be in touch with that deep well of healing resources. And I invite you to come back time and time again and join me for online live ceremonies to do this together. But now celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself right here, right now. You can do this often, daily. Do this practice and others like it to be in touch with your deep inner resources. Have a wonderful day and see you next time.